Is Chazor saying that Shabbos is Shvag and Yehudim Sechtim Nachas Daf Kuf Vav? Second Marav Kahani asks Ravashi, why does the Mishnah say that it suffices to bring each of the five types of Menachas? Why are we not concerned that the person promised to bring a Mincha that was and he was referring to a Mincha Sasachim? Mark gives a bunch of truths. Number one, the person knows the person knows he promised to bring a mincha that's only brought by individuals, and a mincha sakam is brought by the tzibur as well. Number two, the person knows that he was not referring to something that's also brought along with the animal carbon, and therefore it can't be a mincha sakam. Test number three, the person knows he was only referring to a mincha that's brought along with the vine, and mincha sakam is not. Test number four, the person knows he was only referring to a mincha that's brought up with one lug of oil per isarin, and a mincha sakam comes up to three lug of oil. Fifth teretz, the person knows that he was only referring to a mincha that requires a kmitza to be taken, and a mincha sasachem does not. Mishnah then said, "Pirashi mincha shel esroinim." A bris says, if a person said that he specified to bring a mincha of esroinim and established that it should be brought in one keli, but does not remember how many esroinim, the Chum says he should bring a mincha of 60 esroinim. Rebbe says he has to bring all possible menachas containing esroinim of one esroinim through 60 esroinim for a total of 1,830 esroinim. If the person says he specified to bring a particular mincha with a particular number of esroinim, doesn't remember which type of mincha was specified or how many esroinim were specified, the Chum says he brings each of the types of five menachas, each with 60 isarin, for a total of 300 isarinus. Rebbe says he has to bring for each type of mincha, each of the five menachas, and for each of them, he has to bring one isarin through 60 isarinus in different kalim, for a total of 9,150 isarinum. What's the machlokes? So, teretz number one is, Reb Chista says they argue whether it's mutter to bring chulin to the azar. Rebbe holds it's also. Therefore, the person can bring one mincha of 60 isarin and say that whatever is needed for his neder is kaddish, the rest remains chulin, because the remaining amount can't be given as an adava, because the flour for an obligatory mincha and the flour of a donated mincha may not be mixed. So that's why he needs every possible amount of 1 through 60 to be brought in separate kalim, and he stipulates that the one with the amount for his neder is being brought for the neder, and everything else is for an adava. The rabbanan say he can bring chulin to the azar, and therefore one keli with 60 isarin will suffice. Second, Teretz Rabbah says everyone agrees that it's also bring chulin to the azar. The machlokes says whether you're allowed to mix the flour of an obligatory mincha and the flour of a minchas adava. The rabbanan says it's mutter. Rebbe says it's oster. Abaye asks Rava, according to Rabbah, the rabbanan should need two kamitzim to be taken. And for the Gemara, they'll say that he takes one kmitza and then goes back and takes a second kmitza. In fact, he's taking a kmitza from an obligatory mincha for the sake of donating mincha and vice versa. And the person says that the claimant should be dependent on the intention of the claim. Whatever flour he takes for the first kmitza should be from the obligatory mincha, and whatever he takes for the second claimant should be for the mincha sedava. How does he burn these kamatzim? If he burns the kamatzim in the adava first, how can he then burn the kamatzim of the obligatory mincha? It may be that the entire mincha is obligatory and the kamatzim of the adava is actually decreasing the shirayim, which would make it possible to burn the kamatzim of the obligatory mincha. If he burns the kamatzim in the adava first, that's a problem, because then if the entire thing is obligatory, then he's not allowed to burn another kamatzim because it's part of the shirayim, and it's also to burn shirayim on the mizbeach. Even where Rabbi Huda, the son of Rav Shimon Pazi, said, he burns the kamatzim for the minchas chayva first, and when he burns the second kaimet, he makes it a tanai. He says, if it's for a carbon adava, it should be a kaimet. If there is no carbon adava, then it's being burned as firewood. Abraiz says, or Beliezer says, it's only also to burn part of the shirayim if it's burned for the sake of the carbon, not if it's burned for the sake of firewood. Zakmar Vaiter, Rav Akra, the son of Rava, said to Rav Ashi, we can say that the Rabbanan and Rebbe both agree that it's mutter to mix an obligatory mincha with a donated mincha, and they argue in the halacha of Rav Eliezer, like we just discussed. The Rabbanan hold like Rav Eliezer, and Rebbe does not. Rashi said, no, it can't be. If Rebbe holds his mutter to mix the two menachas and disagrees with Rebbe Eliezer and says that one may not offer shirayim as firewood, he would simply be able to fulfill his neder by bringing one keli of 60 esroinus and one keli of one isarin. He would then take a kaimit from the large keli for his obligation and can then make the flour of the two kelim touch and take a kaimit from the small keli on behalf of it and any flour in the large keli that is really donated, that's really just a carbon adova. Since Rebbe doesn't give his answer, but instead says he has to bring a total of 1,830 esroinus, it must be that he holds a carbon chayva and a carbon adava are not allowed to be mixed. Rava says all hold it's mutter to mix carbon chayva and carbon adava, and all hold the halacha of Rabbi Eliezer. Machlokes is the same as machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov, the Rabbanan in the Mishnah, where the Rabbanan say that a mincha of 60 sarin needs 60 lug of oil. Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov says that even a mincha of 60 sarin only needs one lug of oil. The Rabbanan hold like the Rabbanan of the Mishnah, and therefore putting all 60 sarin into one keli is fine, because it will still be one lug of oil per sarin. Rebbe holds like Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says that a mincha only gets one lug of oil regardless of the amount of flour. Therefore, putting two menachas into one keli will not work unless he also puts in two lugan. But he can't put in two lugan because the possibility that maybe it's really one mincha. That's why he has to put in 60 separate menachas. Rav Ashi says the machlokes is regarding someone who promised to bring a small mincha and instead brings a large mincha. The Rabbanan hold that one who does so is yoytzer. Rebbe says that he would not be yoytzer. In fact, the machlokes between Rabban and Rebbe is stated in a Mishnah elsewhere regarding the promising of a small animal or bringing of a large animal. If we only had the case of Menachos, we would say that Rabban and say is Yotze over there, because no matter the size of the Mincha, only one kaim is being offered on the Mizbech. However, when the size of the animal is increased and the amount offered on the Mizbech changes, and therefore maybe the Rabban would agree that he's not Yotze as Neder. If we only had the case of animals, we would say over there, Rebbe says he's not Yotze for like we just explained the difference. But in the case of Menachos, maybe he would agree with the Rabban that the person has fulfilled his Neder. That's why we have to say the Machlokes in both of these cases to cover both situations. Zok, the next mission, if someone said, Harei Alai Eitzim, he has to bring at least two logs of wood. If he promised to bring Levina, he has to bring at least a Kaimitz of Levina. The mission said there are five cases of Kaimitz. One who promises to bring a Levina, he has to bring at least a Kaimitz to Levina. One who donates a Mincha has to bring a Kaimitz to Levina with it. One who offers the Kaimitz of a Mincha outside the Azara is Chayiv. Two spoons of Levina require two Kematzim. Mishnah continues. If someone says Harei Alai Zohav, he has to bring at least a dinner of gold. If he promises to bring silver, he has to bring at least a dinner of silver. If he promises to bring copper, he has to bring at least the value of a silver mo'ah. If someone said, I specified an amount of one of these substances, but I don't remember how much I specified, he has to bring enough that he's confident that no matter what he possibly could have said, he definitely has brought enough to cover that amount. Zok Mara Brisa says the word carbon in the pasuk regarding mincha teaches that one may donate a carbon of wood. How much wood has to be offered at a minimum? Two logs. Rebbe says wood is an actual type of mincha, and therefore it needs to be salted before burning and has to be brought to touch the southwest corner, Nisagosha, on the Mizbeach. Rabba said, according to Rebbe, an offering of wood also requires a kmitza. Rapapa said, according to Rebbe, a carbon of wood would require the bringing of other pieces of wood to burn along with them, just like another carbon. Mishnah said, Levoina, la yifchis min ha-kaimitz. How do we know this? Mar says, the pasuk says, v'heir mimenu b'kumsay misadas ha-mincha v'yishamna v'yeskal ha-levoina. Creates a hecker between Levoina and the separation of some flour from the mincha. Just like the separation is done in the amount of a kaimitz, same is true for Levoina. Mar continues, the bride says, if someone says, Harei alai la mizbeach, he has to bring Levoina, because that's the only thing that's completely burned on the mizbeach. If a person said, I specified to bring a carbon from the type that's brought on the mizbeach, I don't remember what I specified to bring, he has to bring an offering from each type of thing that's offered on the mizbeach. Frequently, an oil is also offered entirely on the mizbeach. Not just Levoina, but it says no, because by an oil, the skins are given to the Gehanim. Rekhmer, a bird oil is offered entirely on the Mizbeach, but it says no, because the crop and the feathers of the bird oil are not offered on the Mizbeach. Rekhmer, the wine of the Sachem are offered entirely on the Mizbeach, but it says no, because they're poured into the Shisin and not burned on the Mizbeach. Rekhmer, the Minchas of Sachem are offered entirely on the Mizbeach, but it said, yeah, but since there are the cases of a regular Mincha which are eaten by the Gehanim, it must not, Lechar, is not what he was referring to.